Okay, everybody, welcome to my living room for a very intimate, different speed session episode of Cancel Me Baby. It is a thirsty Thursday night, and I am thirsty for some knowledge that is written in the stars. Like I said, this is a different treat for you guys, but I think it's going to be really cool and really special. I am joined by Charles Dotson. He's a very gifted spiritual advisor and numerologist. And I actually just experienced a personal 30-minute year reading with him and very much resonated. He is host of the platform Numerical Insights by Charles. You can find it on TikTok. And you know what? Don't knock it until you try it. That's all I have to say. I mean, you guys know I am super spiritual. I am into all the human design and manifestation and astrology. Like, I am branded with the Aquarius tattoo. I'm a ride or die, very much intuitive. And so I was so excited by this opportunity. But further, when I say don't knock it, don't know if you know this, but numerology, okay, was practiced by Babylonians. Old Testament. That's right. Charles is nodding. Okay. Ancient Greek philosophy. And even Nancy Reagan, like this lady was up in the White House scheduling based on the numbers and the stars. Okay. So this is going to be really fun. And like I said, a super different session. So, Charles, thank you for joining us here. I'm really excited about this. I think that my audience is really going to dig this. Like I said, it's a different speed and something new. And we're gonna do a just to, so you guys know, and you know, I don't typically get too super personal on the show, but we're gonna get our feet wet with a personal question or two, and then ask Charles about bigger scheme issues with world events, pop culture, what have you, as we all try to make sense of the madness. So welcome, Charles. Long time no see.
Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be here and to be able to share these moments with you and to hopefully give you guys some numerical insights.
It's going to be great. And like I said, when we first hopped on, you have this beautiful tapestry behind you and you got the Aquarius repping on your shoulder there. So there we, you can't escape us now. There we
Absolutely do. I love this tapestry, and I'm gonna also put up a numerology one since that's my specialty. But I also love astrology as well, and I saw this and I said I gotta have it. So yeah.
Yeah, no. And in all seriousness, I really am a firm believer in like some things you just can't explain, and in a power and a force bigger than all of us. And you, we even talked about in our last session how so much can be explained through numbers and how numbers
Correct.
are almost like the universal language that is bulletproof in a way, right? Like dates and times and history and what have you. So
Absolutely, absolutely. And when people ask me, sometimes I will tell them, just like when farmers are, they refer to the farmer's almanac when they're getting ready to plant,
right.
and there are certain seasons and
Right.
certain months that you plant certain crop, and we are no different. And so for us, numerology is kind of like the human almanac that we can kind
Yeah.
of refer to that will give us indications as to the time and the seasons that are most favorable for us, or and how to best utilize those
Yeah.
to accomplish our goals. So, yeah.
So with that being said, like I said, to get a little like preview and to get the peeps warmed up,
Yeah.
our last session was a personal one for my year ahead, which according to Charles, guys, it is the no fun club over here. We are in harvest and talk to me, Taylor World. We are planting the foundation and the seeds for ultimate world domination. It's fine, but you need the foundation, right, to execute. So that's cool. While you guys are all, you know, away in your vacations, I will just be here crunching numbers away. But that's fine. Just think of me, send me a postcard. So with that being said, I would love to know from you, Charles, what is my life path number? We're talking bigger picture than just the year ahead.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that. And yeah, with that
Absolutely. Well,
advice.
Well, first of all, in case those are wondering who are not familiar with numerology and some of the numbers that we look at, numerology strictly, your numerology chart is calculated using your complete birth date, your birth month, day, and year, and your full birth name. So the life path number is derived from your birth date. So the month, the day, and the year, adding all of those numbers up together. So if you're comfortable with me sharing your full birth date and
yes.
to give an example of
give
how
it by
it's
age, though, it's totally fine.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So in Taylor's case, you know, you're born February the 3rd, 1991. So the method that I would use to calculate your life path number would be 2 plus 3 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 1. And I would add all of those numbers up together, and we get the grand total number of 25, right? 25. So then I would further reduce that number because we have a double digit number. We keep reducing until we get a single digit. And 2 plus 5 is 7. So your life path number is 7. Now, what your life path describes, it's really the most important number in the numerology chart or profile, right? Because it is the path that you're on. It indicates your divine life purpose. It indicates that the road you're traveling, or to even put it in more practical terms, it's the grade of life that you are in. Just like we're when we go to school, we're in first grade, second grade, third grade. Well, in the school of life, Taylor, you are in the seventh grade. And the seven is a very spiritual, intellectual number. So it doesn't surprise me that spirituality, things dealing with the intellect, things dealing with the mind, the number seven is an inner type of energy, which means the seven tends to be a person who likes to think, analyze, research, meditate, contemplate, reflect, ask deeper questions. They like to dig really beneath the surface of things. They very seldom take things at face value. Sevens are your great researchers. They're your technology people. They're your scientists. They're your very smart, intelligent people. They are your thinkers. They are your professors. They are your specialists. They usually like to specialize in something. They usually have interests that maybe not everybody else has, off of the beaten path type of specialty. And so sevens are truth seekers, whether they are scientific truth seekers, spiritual truth seekers, if they work in media, if they're teachers, professors, educators, engineers, chemists, they are the people that are there to find the answers. And they educate us, the world, and whatever areas that they are going to. So seven also likes to spend a lot of time alone. Even if they have other aspects of themselves that are extroverted, seven has to have time alone to think, to analyze, to contemplate, to daydream. Being near water is very important for them. They love being near water, you know, beaches, the lakes, or even going to the hot tub, and or whatever it is that puts them near water. They have to have calm, peaceful environments so that they can go within and really listen to not only their intellect, because they're very intelligent, they've got a lot of head stuff going on all the time, but they also have very good intuition. So one of the challenges of the seven is to balance their intellectual, rational side with their intuition.
So true.
And sometimes the sevens can overthink, but their intuition will give them the answer that they're looking for. But because they're so brilliant, they can come to these logical conclusions, and they'll think and they'll think and they'll analyze and they'll look at it again and they'll unpeel the onion again. But their intuition is really the one that's really giving them the answer that they need if they would just listen to it. So it's really about balancing those two element. You know, like I said, they are your smart people. They're going to want to go and find.
You're smart people. I didn't even pay him to say this, guys. This is
yeah,
just
no.
all, hey, this
yeah.
the pro is talking,
right.
not me.
Absolutely. And let me be very clear, not that other numbers are not, but the number seven, and they can really dig in and put their brilliant minds and their brilliant ideas to use. So you are a seven life path. And so that is your path for the rest of your journey here on planet Earth. Your soul chose that particular path this lifetime.
Love it. The seven is my personality. I also love what you said about needing to retreat, because speaking the truth all day long, we need to process. We need to decompress. Okay. We need to be in the existential chamber of our own thoughts. Okay. To process. So no, but it's so true. That is hysterical.
It's true. And anyone who knows you, any be it family or personal relationship, has to understand that about you, because the seven needs to withdraw from the noise and the hustle and bustle. Yeah. And it's not that they are upset or mad or don't love you, but when they need time alone to recalibrate, to refresh,
yes.
to regenerate. And again, I always have to say this in balance. Other people need time alone, but the number seven specifically,
because we go so hard in both. We go so hard with our energy that we need to recalibrate, as you said, and recharge. Otherwise, it's depleted. It is no good for anybody, because then we need to do it all over again. So it is what it is. Yes, it's so true.
It is definitely is what
That's
it
funny.
Is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you do recharge and you come back, then you're just that much. You're even better, and people get the best of you.
When we look at numerology, someone like me, and I know a lot of people in my audience too, who are so driven and goal and dream oriented, right? Like, I live, breathe, sleep my big goals too. Okay, like, sorry to Joe Rogan, off you go, buddy. Like, you had your time. I'm dethroning you, pal, and your $250 million deal. But can we look to numerology, the specificity of this year is going to be a really good year where things take off, and vice, you know, and the other end of it, which, like, this ain't your year? Or
Correct.
Again, is that a little too specific?
Nope, that's not at all. And that's why I started with you. We did the personal year forecast, because numerology is a great forecasting, being able to forecast and to look at where you are in your life right now. In numerology, we have what you call pinnacles. You have four pinnacles that cover a longer period of time. So for example, if I may, when I looked at your pinnacles, now you may wonder how I calculated. I took your birth date. So you have four pinnacles. So your first pinnacle started at age from birth all the way to age 29.
Oh.
That was your first pinnacle that you were being influenced by a certain number. And that was the number five, believe it or not. You were born into a five pinnacle. So you were in a five pinnacle for 29 years of your life. That five energy was always
adventure, dream, what you had described in our session, right?
Communication, media, getting all of that. Strangely, and this happens when I do readings, your second pinnacle, starting from 29 to 38, is also a number five. So you get, you're still being influenced, and the events and opportunities that are going to play out for you over a longer period of time, starting from 29 to 38, still is being influenced by the number five, even though you and I have had our session. But if you would, if I was just doing this as a cold reading, I would say you should maybe, are you interested in the media, communications, anything dealing with promotion, marketing, sales, being in front of the public, you know, television, radio, blogging, anything dealing with being a messenger and getting ideas out to other people. It doesn't do well sitting behind a desk doing mundane, boring. Everything is methodical. It gets really bored and restless very easy. Those next 9 years after starting from 38 to 47, what that's going to look like for you based on the numbers. And you'll be in a number one energy starting at age 38 all the way to 47. That's a great, the one and five, number one, are very harmonious. But
oh, good.
But that one energy, that is all about you. That is oftentimes when a person goes into, they go into high gear, because the one is about new beginnings, new start, being the star, being the center, being the person that is in the lead. So oftentimes in a one cycle, people, they not only do they start their own business, but it's usually when they rise to the top of whatever professions that they are involved in. So even though you haven't gotten there yet, and that's a long ways off for you, I just wanted to give you an idea if I was doing a forecast for you over a longer period of time, and how I could give you some insight as to what is coming up for you in the future.
That is so cool. I so appreciate it. And, you know, validating a couple things, you know, one, patience is a virtue, as we discussed, is my nightmare for a multitude of reasons. But also thank you for validating the existence of living in my own head for 95% of the day. But that's so cool and so exciting. It definitely, you know, gives me hope about what's to come. As much as I told you, I've been, you know, plugging away for years, to know that, you know, something is on the horizon, bigger and better, big number one, let's go.
Absolutely.
Better late than never. You guys have probably, you've heard enough about me. Bigger picture. So I hear that a little birdie told me that we are in the universal year of eight.
Correct.
So what does that mean, Charles, for the entertainment industry and media in particular, which my audience is super interested in and passionate about? And this is a little, you know, bar off of that, but how does that apply to our very chaotic cultural divide in entertainment, in the media? You know, how is this all play out and relevant when it comes to the big eight?
That's a great question, Taylor. Now, just for those who want to know what does that mean about the universal year, of course, we are in 2024. And as in numerology, we want to look at what is the energy that is influencing everybody on the planet to a lesser or a greater degree. You have your personal cycles, which are derived from your birthday, but the universal energy we're all influenced by. So 2024, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4, that gives us the number 8. So we are under a 8 universal vibration this year. 8 is ruled by the planet Saturn. So if you think of some of the characteristics of Saturn and the energy that Saturn represents, 8 deals with issues surrounding power. Now, not only material power or financial power, but also our own personal power. So those theme, that particular theme is going to really come to the forefront this year, where we're going to be seeing more power struggles on a universal level, particularly within the government. The number 8 rules is the number that kind of rules the government. So it is does not surprise me that here we are not only in an election year, but we've got all this stuff going on, from wars to upcoming elections, to, you know, just all kinds of power struggles that has to do with one person trying, or one entity trying, to control the other. So the 8 always brings where the imbalances are in the pursuit of power. And greed, oftentimes the inability to understand what it means to have power and how to responsibly use power, and the spiritual understanding that has to be had in order to handle power responsibly. So we're going to really be seeing that theme play out really big this year in the 8th year, is the power struggles. And in the entertainment industry, again, when you're dealing, the 8 deals with big business, corporation, finances. And anytime we're dealing with money, that's always oftentimes at the root of power struggles, is money and power. So even in the entertainment industry, you will have entertainment conglomerates, you know, having power struggles. You will have people that are in the industry who have been struggling for power, trying to climb up, trying to get in, trying to get recognition, trying to understand the power structure within the entertainment industry and how to penetrate that. People who have been marginalized or have not been recognized, who feel like I don't have enough power, and being able to try to find some balance in that. I'm sorry. Question.
Again, I know this might be a little specific, but when it comes to power struggles and even what you're talking about and kind of an upheaval, so to speak, would you anticipate the downfall of big power players, i.e. like what happened with the Harvey Weinstein, right? Like things like that as well, kind of a dismantling, if you will.
Absolutely, because we just left a seven universal year. And remember I said the seven is about telling the truth and finding out the truth, uncovering secrets. So a lot of secrets were uncovered in 2023. A lot of people were, and I, for lack of a better term, exposed. A lot of things coming to the forefront, a lot of information coming out. So the 8 year brings that to the forefront, to where if there is any kind of abuse of power or someone who's been abusing their power and whatever role that they might be playing, this would be the year that that power structure is not only is it exposed, but also broken down and torn down. Because the eight also deals with karma. Eight is a karmic number. And if you connect that in with Saturn, so we know when we hear about karma, you reap what you sow. In an eight cycle, if you've planted good seeds, if you've been fruitful, if you've made good decisions that was for the benefit of all, then you will see good rewards. But if you have not, the eight personal year can be a very hard taskmaster, because the planet Saturn is a taskmaster. It's a very hard planet. So the 8 year really will expose any kind of abuses when it comes to power, authority, achievement, particularly in big government, corporations, banks, the real estate industry, the oil and gas industry, stock market investments. Notice we're seeing an uptick in our economy right now. You know, the numbers are looking fairly well, even though inflation, the number eight is influencing all of that. And this is the year where we're really going to start, in my opinion, to see things really kind of taper off and really start to balance out. But definitely the eight's influence on the economy and on those types of things are very, 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 very strong.
Now, with that being said, before I know we're running out of time, before I get to bigger world events, kind of in, similarly to what I asked in a personal forecast, right? Like, is there a month or a year that you can kind of, when the numbers align a certain way, where, for lack of a better word, where shit hits the fan, right? So with this year, we have the election. We can all anticipate that. And especially with this heightened power struggles, as you're talking about, is there a certain month or time this year that we can really anticipate this coming to fruition and coming to a head, so to speak?
Absolutely. If I were
to, we should hide in our bunkers, AKA. He's like, yes.
If I were to look at the numerology, because just like I did your personal month numbers in your personal year, we have universal months within the universal year. So the key months this year where the eight energy will be especially significant and where we'll start to see events are February, which is the month that we're in right now. June, July, September. Remember, I talked about the power of September and November. And it's no accident that the election takes place in November. But these are the key months. And just to show that how accurate this tends to be. November is a one personal month in an 8 year, because you and we're in an 8 universal year. November is the 11th month. 11 plus 8 is 19, and 1 plus 9 is 10. So November would be a month of new beginnings, new start, new beginnings for the world, for the universe, and for what's going on. So that would tell me it's no accident that we will be electing a new president. And so it is a very key month. And as we move through, we're in February now, but we have June, which is going to be a pivotal month. June is a 5 month in an 8 year. We have July, we have September, and we have November. So those would be the months that I would tell everyone to be on the specific lookout for big, universal, broad changes that have to do with the issue of power, specifically in the government, corporations, banking, finance, anything dealing real estate, major scandals coming out of the corporate and government world. Those types of things are likely to happen more so in those months. Not that they can't happen in other months, but those months tend to potentially bring the best possibilities.
Now, let's lastly bring this to an even bigger scale.
Yeah.
We have a lot of tension globally going on right now, right? I mean, forget about what's even happening here in and of itself. We have war in the Middle East, war in Ukraine, possible, you know, in Taiwan. Like, it's just a nightmare. Yeah. And now everyone is always, it's always the threat of World War III is always looming. This has been going on for decades, right? Mm-hmm. But especially right now, people are thinking, are we on the brink of World War III? So when you look at the numbers, this is a little bit of a twofold, but you know, is there a way again of anticipating these sort of big events? And secondly, how do numbers play a role when it comes to, is there a pattern of past big events like this that have occurred and predicting ones in the future, right? Or is it just, is there no rhyme or reason, or is there a sort of synchronicity there?
You know, that's a really great question, because when you look at World War One, for example, and if I'm not mistaken, and maybe you can correct me, that happened, was World War One 1940?
That's World War Two. So World War One is 1914 to 1918.
Gotcha. So if you look at, so 1914 was World War One, and then World War Two was 1941. Is that correct?
Mine is saying 39 to 45.
1939 to 45. So the reason why I ask that, because I look at the years in which we had war. And when we look at the year that World War One happened, 1914, that was a 6 universal year that happened. And then you said 1939 is when World War II?
Yep.
And so that would have been under a 22, that would have been under a 4 cycle. So you have World War One happened under a 6 cycle. Then we had the 4 cycle of World War Two. So those are, not only are those both even numbers, but remember I talked about how the number 4 can be a very, very serious and a very, very hard number. The number 6 is all about balance. So anytime the number 6 is not in balance, there is definitely conflict, and there can be conflict on a larger scale where you have opposing forces that somehow cannot come into balance. So to answer your question, when I look at the potential of which universal years where the energy, if it's not being used constructively, because every number has a constructive and a destructive side. Every number has positive and negative traits. So regardless of what year you're in personally or universally, you can be either in the positive expression of it or in the negative expression. So you have numbers like 4, and here we are in the universal year number 8. Those types of intense energies where power struggles and imbalances tend to be more prevalent, tend to be lend itself to the possibilities of conflict, major conflict happening more often than in other years, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. And I think it will make sense to a lot of listeners it definitely resonate.
Yes. And so being able to kind of look at it and say, okay, what's the universal energy? And if we are not careful to make sure that that universally this energy is being used positively, it can easily go into the negative side. So when, right. For example, when you see that the number 8 operating in the negative, especially on a universal scale, that's where we see greed and conspiracy and corruption and people doing any and everything to obtain power, which is what creates wars, conflicts, people's demise, downfalls, where many people sometimes are suffering because of the power and greed of someone or some entity. So definitely there are certain years where the possibility of having things like wars and major conflicts, those tend to be more likely. And the 4 and the 6 and the 8 energies are definitely those that when not used properly.
Ooh-wee. Well, there was a lot there. And I so appreciate you taking the time. This was so much fun, so enlightening. And, you know, like anything, what you're saying with the numbers, it's like you take the good with the bad and we go from there.
And that is exactly right. And that is why I always emphasize the importance of understanding how to be, you want to be, and this is an ideal stance, but if you know what the numbers are speaking to you, you can ask yourself, how can I be in the most constructive side
sure.
of this particular energy? I might sure. not like it. This may not be my yeah. favorite energy, but how can I make the best use of that particular energy and to be able to make my life as harmonious as I can be
yep.
in spite of the circumstances?
Make it work for me and you know, use it as a resource.
Yes.
And yeah, to better help, you know, everybody thrive, right?
Absolutely. And particularly on a universal level, because
yeah.
we're all going to be influenced by this in one shape, form,
sure.
or another. Even if we don't feel the intense personal levels of it, we are going to be influenced. Every person who is inhaling and exhaling on the planet is going to be feeling the 8 universal energy. So,
well, there you go. And no matter how you guys feel about all of it, I will say this, you can't deny it gives you something to think about. And when things start unraveling, you will reflect back on this conversation with Charles. So thank you so much, Charles. Everybody go check him out. Go get him for a reading, Numerical Insights by Charles. Charles Dotson, thank you so, so much.
You are so welcome. And thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And I do look forward to us being able to do this again. And as
likewise.
We dive deeper into the year, keep me posted on all the things that are happening.
I sure will. I had questions about AI and technology. So we'll have to put a pin in it and leave a little cliffhanger for everybody. So I'm
that
so glad that
good.
We connected. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. And thank you so much for taking the time and just allowing me to share my energy with you. Thank you.
Likewise.